Coming to the Greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good Monday morning, everybody. Coming your way from downtown Green Bay. Coming your way from downtown Oshkosh. Coming your way from downtown Hobart. Apple, you name it. Appleton. We're all over the place.
Corridor
the Lakeshore on 1590 AM. Don't forget the AM. AM gets the short end of the stick, so to speak.
It does, and it's got actually a broader reach.
Absolutely.
Down
it can
the
bounce
shore,
all over the right, world.
Then, yeah, well, the world, but down to the lake shore for sure is 1590 AM.
Yes.
So, yes.
Don't forget the AM dial. Amplitude modulation, Big Wayne. Whoop. Hang on. Nobody said you get your mic turned on right away.
Right.
Hang on. Why don't you earn your spot?
I'm back. Mino time.
Earn your spot.
That's how
exactly.
Mino got famous on. You're famous on AM.
Yes, absolutely.
What was it? What was the stationing at 1550 or something?
1440.
Oh, yeah, 1440. Yeah.
And please don't say that because I know that in my mind I'm going to accidentally say that. You know what I mean? It's like there's so many times I'll say Mino and, you know, Mino the Midman. So that does happen in the world of radio. You got to get one out of your head. You got to delete it. How you doing, Mr. Mayor?
I'm fine. How long were you at that other station?
Oh, my God. Forever.
Hey, well, see, I can get drilled into your head.
That's
then.
What I mean. You know 14 mean? Years or something
so
like
I
that.
So I was... A little correlation to that, I was dedicating that stage in Two Rivers.
Yes.
And I was doing some fundraising down there, and I talked about, I said, this is just a great city of Green Bay. And they're like,
no, you did not.
Same thing like you would do with that.
You
and
did.
I'm like, no, not at the dedication. This is at a fundraiser.
I was going to say, because I didn't hear it
no,
that
no,
day.
It was, but... I can see where that gets in your head, and you're not really thinking about your next sentence. You're thinking down the road.
That's exactly
a little bit.
Right.
So. I can hear the mirror. How's it going, Green Bay?
What's up, Green Bay? Get off the stage. Get out of here.
I was never that
guy.
You're
not from Two Rivers. Destroy the stage, everybody.
Go back to North 29.
Exactly.
I was trying to relate and show some empathy, but thank you for backfiring.
North
that
of
on
Francis
me.
Creek.
Johnny, I was reading, though, in the, the Wall Street Journal. They're talking about Italian food. A couple articles I read this weekend. It's the best focaccia, F-O-C-A-C-C-I-A. Do you know what that is?
I know what it is, but it's not like my food. I didn't grow up with it.
Looks like a Pop-Tart to me.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was wondering if that was your thing, and they were talking about the best places to get that, but if that's not of interest to you,
well, no, it's not. I love the food. I love it all. But I grew up total Northern Italian, and their food is completely different from Southern Italy.
Okay, so the other article was Michigan town to host Pasty Olympics to salute the tasty meat pies.
Okay, what's the town?
That's more in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
right, Wayne?
Yeah, for
and
sure.
We both are.
I read both of those back to back, and I'm like, okay, I got to talk to Johnny about this on Monday. Michigan town.
Is it Republic? Because that's where,
I don't know how they vote.
I'm just going to say this, man. That's where they had their weed fest, too.
Ooh.
So I could see pasties and weed.
Dude,
being
I'm so high. I could really go for a pasty, man.
I just got to have rutabagas.
Oh, dude, no.
You like rutabagas? I don't know why people make such a big deal about rutabagas
well,
and pasties.
I always get the original just because, you know, it's like, but they have all different flavors.
I know,
like,
they do now.
Dude, you try that pizza? Did you buy that chicken flavor,
I know.
Man?
You know what? I'd like to try the one with Kudigi. And they've got that at that little place just outside of Ishpeming, between Ishpeming and Koski's Corners. They've got that place. You ever been up there, Mayor?
I'm sorry.
Mazer Dobbers.
Where?
Mazer Dobbers. What's that?
The pot in Escanaba.
Oh, I don't know that one. Oh, my God.
Grandma's and Dobbers.
So, yeah.
Come on.
I do know that. Okay.
I know that.
Did it say the name of the town?
Perry?
Did it say the name of the town?
Perry?
Perry? In the UP? Where's the town of Perry in the UP?
No, maybe it was just Michigan. Is it? Do you guys claim?
Oh, they don't have them downstate.
I was hoping Covington would have that. I want to be the mayor of Covington.
I know you do. Why?
I don't know.
There's not a lot in Covington, Wayne.
Exactly. That's why.
I used to partridge hunt in Covington.
That's why.
You ever partridge hunt, Mr. Mayor?
I'll find that article, John. I kind of was just clipped out the headline. Right. But
But
they're doing the Patsy Olympics.
Pasties.
Patsy. That's awesome.
All right, we got to find out more about this. I've never heard of the town of Perry.
No, I got. I might have the wrong town, Josh.
Oh, okay.
Just let me do a little research. Don't
okay. bunch of Patsies in Perry.
Okay. No, here we got to get back to something we were talking about the other day that blew up my phone. Okay.
What?
When I said. I said, hey, great time with the glam band.
Yes.
You know, yada, 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 that whole thing. And then I said, another thing we talked about is, are there any places that still have car hops? I was told that Hortonville might still have some. Okay. That's when people went like, Leon's in Oshkosh, Andy and Erd's in Oshkosh. Charlie's in Hortonville. John, Iron Mountain A&W has car side with hang the tray on your window like the old days.
Yep. Really?
Chester's A&W, in Plymouth, Wisconsin. Andy and Orbs. Andy Norms, Rudy's in La Crosse, Chester's in Plymouth, Leon's in Oshkosh, Charlie's next to the railroad tracks on the west side of town. So, yeah.
It's all right.
And Big Wayne actually was the final one to comment. John Rhino, Iron Mountain, A&W.
Yep, Iron Mountain.
All right.
I had no idea. I'd love to go to one of these places.
Me too. We're going to.
Kravitz had one for the longest time, an A&W car.
Yes.
My sister worked there.
I remember it. We used to stop there after the Packer games. We'd be driving back to Negaunee.
Yeah.
And we always figured Kravitz, like, you're out of the traffic,
kind of.
And we'd always stop at that A&W. That or the Wasaki Bowl.
Your gateway to the Near North Vacation.
Do you remember the Wasaki Bowl?
Yeah. Oh, it's still there.
That's the first time I've ever been to a smorgasbord. At the Wasaki, you ever been to the Wasaki Bowl back then?
Wasaki has not changed one iota since I haven't lived there. It's the same thing.
Well, that's kind of cool too that they kept that character.
No, it's not.
The other place on when you went to Door County before the four lane.
Yes,
that little ice cream.
Yeah, Frosty Tip.
Yeah, they had
Dykesville.
They had car hop.
Oh, do they?
They came. Well, not
they did?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know if they're.
That's
still
a fun place.
That's a great place.
That's a fun
place.
That
was always a good
place. That was one of Aaron Rodgers' favorite places.
Really?
Yes. He admitted that when he left. Yeah.
Hey. Should have talked about it more when he was here.
I know. So we're going to the game Saturday night, you and I, together.
We are. The Pats.
Yes.
Pats.
And you know what I want? We're going to be up in, not trying to say, well, we're the cool people. We're going to be up in the boxes. But Holiday Travel very graciously offered a couple of tickets. I'm hosting a trip for them again to Brewers spring training this year. You know, you should really come to that. We can broadcast from spring training all week. Phoenix, Arizona.
I've been with that group before.
I know. They're wonderful
people.
They've
done quite a bit with WFRV, I know.
That's who I'm doing it through. WFRV
Yeah, they super nice people.
Yeah.
We went to the Eagles game last year.
So what I'm going to talk to them about is them making you one of the honorary people to come on the trip to Phoenix in March, and we're going to do our show from there.
You're going to have to. Otherwise, you're going to leave him here fend for himself.
I know.
Yeah,
we're not sharing a room, though.
Yeah, no, I know that.
I no longer share rooms with guys unless it's deer hunting camp.
I don't even. I wouldn't
do
even
do you know
do
what
that.
I mean?
John, I do.
Yeah.
So my brothers and I get this little retreat. I think I told you that. Five of us get together every year and spend a couple days and kind of solve the problems of the world, talk about our family, and, you know, we eat a lot, no alcohol. And when we go, we each get our own room, and we're brothers. We used to all share our room, but it's just, you know, you get to the...
But you guys get put... When I was doing Green Bay basketball, I don't know if they started getting short on money or something. For like 10 years, I'd had my own room on the road, okay? And it's good, because I was always up at 6. I was on the show with Murphy and doing, you know, so... and then all of a sudden, they started putting me with, like... And again, this is going to sound like, oh, I'm so cool, I don't need to do this. But like... The traveling assistant trainer kid type thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I totally.
John, can you make sure he gets up and goes potty?
That's what I mean. It's really?
I mean, come on.
Now I'm rooming with an 18-year-old kid.
Well, the other thing is, remember when we had that guy in, that CrossFit guy, and we were talking about, you know, to be healthy. He said sleep is, like, one of the most important
things. And for weight loss.
And, well, you'd have to sleep a lot, but I think just in, just in terms of health and in your day's productivity.
Well, because you want to keep the cortisol levels down. And I'm looking right now, I can just see the cortisol fog cloud above the two of you right now.
Yeah, I did not sleep well last night.
Say that again?
Cortisol is a stress hormone in your body.
Okay.
And it holds on to fat. And it's so if you don't get a lot of sleep, your cortisol levels are higher. So the same thing if you work out a lot and you don't recuperate, or these athletes, that's why recovery is the key word right now, then that cortisol basically limits all your progress.
And you can see that? You can like literally...
No, I can see that.
I can. Well, it's so prevalent off of you. It's just like a steam cloud. coming up in here.
Josh, are you serious?
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
He knows this stuff, Jim. I'm serious. He's into this stuff. Are you lying? You're lying.
No, that's fact. I'm telling you.
But, I believe I mean,
whether I can see the steam cloud come off you, right. that John, might be a little fiction. But.
Okay. So, but that's true about cortisol. I just want to say when he made you share a room with that trainer, you probably didn't sleep as well. You would have had your
absolutely.
Bed alone.
Absolutely.
And that's
exactly.
what I'm saying. So
well,
it doesn't
sleep with him. I mean, it's just, you know, we're separate beds.
No, I understand that. I'm saying that in a different environment in your own room, you probably would have slept better and been more productive. And I think people... That traveling, I don't know if that happens anymore, does it, where people share rooms?
Well, like I said, me and Larry McCarron used to, to that one time where there's only one bed.
I know what's happening. Because, you know, when you're traveling with a team, there's curfews, you know, don't go to this, quote, bar.
Well,
Mino
was
probably sneaking out, so like, hey, we need to get him a roommate, keep him in-house.
Maybe. Hey, how much fun did we have last week, huh? Mark Scogan was awesome.
Man.
Glam Band was awesome. Yeah. I heard they just rocked it the other night in Door County.
We had a really...
I saw pictures, just a huge crowd.
Yeah, we had a great week. Hey, I just wanted to, before we close up on the car hops, I got a text. Are there any outdoor movie theaters? Do you remember those as a kid?
There's one. Well, oh, my God. Grew up going to those.
Right.
Like you
so
can't believe.
Manitowoc on the Lakeshore? Did you go to that one?
No.
Well, you weren't dating... You weren't
I wasn't around here. Then. Yeah. But we had one right at the airport, basically, which is technically in Nagani. We lived there in the summer. We used to go there all the time.
Right.
And then I can tell you a story about my first date when I went by myself. But anyway, there's a place in Door County in like Fish Creek that still has them.
They
that's pretty cool. Do you know what it is, Wayne? Is it Door? Is it Fish Creek?
I know there was one on the way to Marinette, Northern Pines.
Well, that's the other way.
Is that one still there?
I don't think
there
so.
Was, this sounds terrible. More. There was one outside of Ishpeming that was porn.
No.
It was a, yes, when I was growing up, it was a porn.
So you take your bike
drive
and watch it.
No, it's too far to
you
go.
Couldn't get in.
No,
oh, okay.
It was a porn drive-in in little Ishpeming.
Really? Can you imagine all the telescopes looking out, looking to this, everyone's
all the
facing
kids.
That? Like,
and you know what's weird?
All
it
the
was
seventh
right
graders,
by this. It was right
graders.
By this big monument of the worst mining disaster, where like 40 guys died in a mining cave-in, the Barnes and Hecker mine. And it was right there. Isn't that strange when you think about it?
Like that's yeah,
that's
wow.
That's bizarre.
Especially we just talked about
are there
the
any
Upers
out there?
We just talked about
to a quick break. We just said a quick break. We got a lot to talk about here.
We need Upers to call in.
Yes. Oh, Mino, man. The mayor, and Big Wayne on a Monday morning. Back right after this.
Where are you? You said you'd meet me now. It's quarter to two. I know I'm hanging, but I'm still wanting you. Hey, Jack, it's a fact that talking in town. I turn my back and you're messing around.
Hey, welcome back. Big Sog, 1973.
I was 3 years old.
Me too. Where were you in 1973, Mr. Mayor?
I was not three.
No, we're not.
I was just when we were off air. We were talking about
I was a tree.
We can talk about this is a things are changing this time of year, right?
And Wayne, summer solstice,
right? So that's a big thing. Football starting.
How fun was that game Saturday night?
Was that the best?
That was fun, man. That was awesome. That was. I know it's preseason. I'm not making any predictions. All I'm saying is that was fun. Guys were flying around, hitting people, and seeming like they were having fun.
And as Rich Reimann put in the paper today, the most points scored by any NFL team.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I
mean, that was cool.
But it was just
80-yard touchdown run was awesome.
Right. And that,
Clifford looked awesome.
And how about that backup quarterback?
Clifford.
That
looked phenomenal.
Did you hear his name before Friday?
Well, I remember when he was drafted.
Well, you
but I didn't hear about him much during training camp at all.
Nothing.
But he was, and he just seems to have not nervous, not you know, starstruck.
Yeah, he's going to give him a run for his money. He's going to keep love on his toes.
He seemed like sometimes you worry like if you're a one man team, you know, or two or three, but
like this show. I mean.
If John's gone, the show's over. That's what he was trying to say nicely.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's you. What would I do without you?
Right. I just was really impressed. That gave me some comfort that we have some bench.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
Well, that you can see the youth part of it, the excitement that we haven't had in a while with the Packers.
Yeah.
Wheels?
Hey, do you guys want to hear from him?
We would love to hear
from
him. Yes. All right, here's a little bit from Sean Clifford.
I never really think about it. It's always that one play mentality for me, whether you're going against Ohio State, Michigan, or the Bengals. You know, it's you got to be able to make plays and just always lean on your teammates because, you know, those are the talented guys. I'm just trying to get the ball out of my hands so that way I can get it to them. So, you know, just being on time, making good reads, and being smart with the ball.
Nice.
Seems like a good
classic kid, huh?
Yeah, but Penn State. Do you like Penn State?
No.
Those guys have attitudes.
I know. You know their head coach used to be a Packers assistant.
No.
Yeah, their head coach was assistant coach for the Packers at one time. Yeah, I've never been a Penn State guy, even with Joe Paterno. Kind of like, well, actually, you know what? We're talking about 1973. Penn State had their only Heisman Trophy winner in 1973. And the reason this is memorable is John Cappelletti. And John
Italian. Yeah.
But he gave the greatest acceptance speech I've ever seen in sports history.
Wow.
He dedicated to his little brother that had leukemia. And then they actually made a movie of it.
Wow.
I forget who played the part of John Cappelletti, but they actually made a movie of it. It was such an unbelievable speech that he made.
That's
John
cool.
Cappelletti. Yeah.
And so, you remember that over yes. his... Well, that's great.
I remember that over everything.
John does have feelings. You do have feelings,
that's
don't
good,
you?
That's good, John. That's nice, John, that you got
Were
empathy.
You kidding about being able to see... Yes, like this fog type thing. Okay.
He's got feelings.
No, because I've read some
I can
stuff
sense, I can
where
sense
people
it.
Have
I
like just an aura it. About them, and some people can see that.
Yeah, because I can see the your skin tone. Like you have a little pale color. We need to get
today.
You,
I do.
Yeah, you get. We need to get you guys healthy. That's what we need to do.
You guys,
can,
just
see can you John. See orbs? Because I've heard people sometimes can see orbs.
I can look at you and just say you're just not paying attention to your overall health right now.
Wow.
In your life.
Well, hey, big Wayne.
Wow.
Big
you really
big
don't
Wayne.
Need
How do
Wayne
I look?
To, you wait, really wait, don't wait, need wait, Wayne to do J- that.
Jason looks fresh. Like you can tell his skin is nice. His eyes are open.
What's
They're not
my
bloodshot.
Skin?
Drinking water. Like he's got a good aura to him. Like, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, but the two of you just we need to work on this. You know, like you're so focused on everybody else. But we need to bring we need to bring you guys healthy.
So we can get everybody else.
Yeah,
getting the show started and interviewing people. Like
very stressful working with this.
I know
guy,
that's what I'm saying. You're concerned. I'm giving you a compliment now because you want to give the best show, but you can't do that.
I was
you're
up
healthy.
At 2:15 stressing about this show. Today.
Exactly. You can't. You just got to get on and go.
I had pizza.
Wow. I had pizza last night. You know what, though? Let me tell you something. There's a pizza place. There's a pizza place on the lakeshore, basically two rivers. I can never remember the name of it.
Port
Sandy Bay.
Oh, that's the best.
But they also sell frozen pizza.
I didn't know that.
They sell for $9, like $8.50. You go to the store, you buy a frozen pizza for $9. I always just put extra mushrooms on it, okay, because I'm a big mushroom pizza fan.
Yeah.
And that tastes as good as going somewhere for like $30.
Which they can be.
They can be. If you get a frozen pizza with the really good crust, that's the key. You got to have a really good crust.
So I make my own crust. I think
of course you do.
I do. The crust.
I make my own crust.
No, Johnny, someday I'll have you over. And they're in the
waiting on that
freezer.
And do you have a pizza oven?
No, oh. I just put them in our oven, but it's cauliflower, Wayne.
Oh,
it's cauliflower and cheese and cilantro and some, and I make the crust. I bake them just a little bit, and then I freeze them and put them in the freezer. So Sunday nights, you know, 60 Minutes, although it's all reruns now, but that's what we
See,
have
he's
on
trying.
Sunday nights.
He's trying, Mino. He's trying
but,
to be
But
healthy.
Port Sandy's better. It's probably better pizza than mine, but it. That is great, great pizza.
It's great pizza. It
and
really is.
They've been
is.
Around forever.
Yeah.
But,
outstanding.
So we've got a lot to talk about today. One of our guests that's coming up, and I hope people stick around, Dan Ditchite is the director of Park Recreation for the city of Green Bay. And we have, 60 parks, and he oversees all that, Bay Beach, the wildlife sanctuary. That is, things are changing, right? I mean, college kids are going back to school. The last band concert is coming up, and Dan's going to tell us about some of the things that are winding down. You know, the pool hours obviously change a little bit. Our schools here in Wisconsin, I don't think they start till after Labor Day, right? Our schools? But then there's schools, Indiana's, they've been in since, I don't know, the first or second week of August. So, but you know, things are winding down. A lot of colleges are going on. I was watching the state. I used to go to the state fair in Iowa because my kid went to Drake. So we would go there and stop at the state fair, and all the politicians are there. And,
that's the big place right now.
Boy,
huh? Iowa politics.
It is.
Wow.
That's a good place to go to school if you have any interest in politics.
Okay, we have never talked national politics.
No, I know.
But I have one question I want to ask you.
I'm not. I don't think we're supposed to talk that.
Okay. So I was up early yesterday watching some of those national shows.
Oh, yeah. I've watched those since Sunday morning. Yes. Coffee.
You got a politician right here.
I know. Well, we almost vowed we weren't going to talk.
We kind of did.
National politics.
It's all right. All right.
We got a lot to talk about. Big Wayne is in the house. That Packer game was fun. We can hear from some more Packer players. We got a lot going on, and we got to talk about one of the top bars in the country that's a block away from us. Might of a Marin, Big Wayne. Back after this. Free to face
the light. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. Great having you aboard here on a Monday morning. That's Todd, our magical voice from Oshkosh, who's awesome.
He is. He's great. And he's like kind of... Is he our new boss a little bit? Didn't he kind of get promoted
up, take care of Northeast Wisconsin?
Right.
You bet.
Which is where our show airs. Yeah. So he's in charge of Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay. And
we're going to really start hitting what he just talked about with the text app.
Yeah, we do.
We want to have people start texting us during the show. And you know, a lot of people don't like, especially if they're driving, making that phone call and all those kind of things. And I know texting isn't whatever, but texting has become a lot bigger in radio than anything else. I mean, like, just even mentioning that the other day, and I got 18 texts on my phone.
And the beauty of when you text us, it shows up on our screen in front of us, so we can see what you're texting. So don't worry about spelling.
We need a practice text. We need to practice our first text.
Yeah.
Jason, how do they text us?
Well, you have to download the Civic Media app, which you can get at either the Apple Store or the Google Store.
Okay.
Then you find Civic Media. You download that app. Once you have the app, you find WGBW, click on it, and you can listen to the show, and you can text.
And make that your home home station.
I'm giving a major prize package to the first person that texts us. The first texter gets a 4-pack of tickets to the county fair.
All right, cool.
First person texts us.
All right.
Who can figure it out.
All right. Moving on.
Yes, you got
a
guest.
So we have a guest. We have a great guest. We talk about, we should have changed that playing music again to, or the bed music as you call it, to
what?
To That's Simply the Best, because this is our next guest is one of the reasons Green Bay was chosen as the number one city to
that
live.
Song is dead. It's gone. It's
but the award isn't.
No, it's over.
But we are that's enjoying fine. That. That
we'll
recognition,
come up with a new song.
But that recognition we have for a year. And
Jason,
we have
do you have
to
any park songs?
Do I have any what?
Park songs about park. How about Chicago?
No.
Saturday in the park.
Saturday.
That's lame.
In the park. Oh, okay.
Okay. No, let's get to our guest.
Let's get to our guest.
Okay, just all right. Let's get to our guest, who is part of the reason we got this award. He runs all. First, he started at the city.
MacArthur's Park.
That's a good one.
MacArthur's Park.
It doesn't sound like that, but that's a good song. But Dan started as a landscape architects, and when you look around the city and you look at the parks and the landscaping, this guy was the man for that. Then as things went on in the city, he kept growing and becoming more important.
Can I throw out one more?
The
Glenn Campbell, Where's the Playground, Susie? Where's the Playground, Susie?
Never heard it.
Glenn Campbell.
Never. I don't know who he is.
You remember that song?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
So he oversees all park, recreation, and forestry. That's a huge job in the city of Green Bay. So when people drive around, they say, man, you got a nice looking city. It's because of Dan Ditchite.
Can I throw
one
more?
Who is our next guest? So,
Playground on My Mind. Remember that one? My name is Sally.
Did you just sing that song?
Playground in My Mind.
Is that?
No, it's a different one. It's a different song. Two different songs.
The same song.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Dan, are you with us? Finally?
I am. Right here. Thanks.
Okay. Dan, you've done a great job this season with parks again. How many parks do you oversee? How many do we have in the city?
Right now we have 66 parks and 13 greenways, so it's a pretty big park system in the city of Green Bay.
66 parks just in this little city.
That's incredible.
It is.
What's that?
He does. He does all the maintenance on it. It's putting like quads to make sure that, which I think is really important, that certain parks don't look better than other parks, right? The grass is all the same length. It's not like, you know, those of us who live in the hood, that the grass is 8 inches, and then people who live in the wealthier areas, it's a putting green. They're all the same in Green Bay. Dan's done a great job of that. But I wanted to talk to you about, I talked to you yesterday a little bit. The activities are kind of winding down a little bit, right? Don't we have the last band concert coming up Wednesday?
Yeah, it's the last band concert. This is really the last month of summer, and there's a lot of things that are coming to a close here. And, you know, Bay Beach Amusement Park is one of them. So, you know, through August 20th, we're open full-time every day, but starting August 21st, we're only open on the weekends.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's when and then we're only open on the weekends through September. So Bay Beach will just be around for a little bit longer here, and then you'll have to wait till next year.
Wow. But the weekends, and one of the reasons that we wind Bay Beach down is because of the employees, right?
Yeah, it's really a staffing level. So right. That's with all of our summer programming. It's hard to get staff, and once the students go back to high school and college, we can't run the same programs that we normally would. So it's all staffing that drives this.
How many students do you bring on in the summer?
Oh, boy. We must employ in the Parks Department about 600-700 employees within all of our parks. It might even be a little higher than that.
That's incredible. Lifeguards, people to do maintenance.
Do you still have parkies?
We do have parkies. That's a great program that we still offer in the city. We have 16 sites throughout the city. And again, that's coming to a close also. The last day for that will be August 18th. So that's just a few days away.
Yeah.
But it was a great program. We had 16 sites. Thousands of kids came into our parks. We had structured activities. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, we had the Kitty Carnival, which is kind of the last bash for the to close out the season, yeah. And you know, you had hundreds of residents coming to that Kitty Carnival and just enjoying the games and having fun with the kids that are there.
Yeah, that is, as fun as that is, it's a little bit sad. At the same time the Kitty Carnival comes around, it's the back-to-school sales, you know, and I think kids are like, I don't know if I like this, but you sure did a great job of, I know those parkies, that's always been such a strong thing. Hey, the band concerts worked out this year. You were lucky on weather. Didn't we have, like, an awesome summer weather-wise? I'm sure we were.
Well, you know, we had a great summer as it relates to programming, but it wasn't so good for our turf and our landscape, but, you know, other than that, for activities, it was a great summer. We did really well with our admissions in all of our activities.
Cool. Hey, so what's coming up? I know you still keep active all year, but what are some of the things we can look forward to? You know, even though Bay Beach is going to be going to weekends, how long does that last at Bay Beach, the weekends? Does that go through September, did you say?
It goes through the end of September, yeah.
End of September. All right, cool. Yep. And then how about the wildlife sanctuary? Talk to about, I mean, that's like, what, 600 acres free to come to, and you got some of the most awesome animals. I still have that picture on one of the many, many pictures I have is holding those baby wolves, which are, I wouldn't even go, wouldn't go within 50 feet of them now. But remember when we first got those?
I think they're called cubs.
They were pretty cute when they were little.
Yeah. Oh, a baby wolf is called a cub.
Is that true, Dan?
I really don't know that, but it sounds good.
I know my animals. Wayne?
Yeah, I would.
Can you turn Wayne on real quick, Jason?
I take Mino's word for it because I can picture Mino, you know, in the forest in the UP, just, you know, out there with the animals naked, just, you know, just a little cover up, like hugging his little brothers and sisters, the wolf. Because you're born in the wild. Like,
okay.
All right, 6:41.
Oh, okay, sorry.
All right.
Hey, Jason, can you turn Wayne's mic off?
Right.
Please?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Way to anticipate, right. Jason.
Right. So, Dan, Wildlife Sanctuary, tell us what's going on there. That's just a slice of just life that people can enjoy. Really, that's all year, right?
Yeah, so you mentioned, you know, it's 600 acres of land. We have animals on exhibit similar to a zoo. But the primary reason that we're in operation there is animal rehab. So we take in over 6,000 animals per year, rehab them and release them into the wild again. So it's a great facility. There's really no other place in the area that does those type of services. So we're the largest in Wisconsin, I believe. as far as rehabbing wildlife. And it's free to the public. It's great. You can go out there, spend a day between there and Bay Beach Amusement Park. Very economical, very family fun.
It is.
You can go there and feed the geese for $2. You get a bag of corn. It's a lot of fun. The kids really enjoy that. But one thing that's happening out there that's coming up is on September 16th, we have the 18th annual Walk for Wildlife. And I know that you've participated in the past in that. It's a great fundraising opportunity. It's the largest fundraising opportunity for the Wildlife Sanctuary, and it's sponsored by the Friends of Bay Beach. Yeah. So that runs from 8 to 12:30 on September 16th, and all proceeds for that go right into rehabbing the injured animals.
So it's a great... Yeah, that is great. I just want to... Dan, I mean, I'm sorry I interrupted, which you should be used to that by now, but I... That is a great event. People come and they walk through the wildlife sanctuary. There's people stationed at the different areas where the deer are, where the wolves are. And you have some bald eagles. Just to, I can remember all the stuff you have. There's some snakes, which I'm not crazy about. But what a great event. And it's in fall, which people really enjoy because it's there's always a good time to go there. But yeah, that's great. And then how's your expansion going on there? Weddings, that kind of? Yeah, Bay Beach, right? That's still a venue to have parties?
Yeah, so a few years ago, we opened an event space at the Wildlife Sanctuary. It's attached to the Nature Center, and it's great. We can people can rent it for weddings. We have a lot of different programs and activities running out there. We run our own programs and activities out of there. But, you know, we're getting very creative on the programming. So we have all sorts of classes too, like cooking classes we offer out there. Last fall we had a great event. It was like a children's ball and it was hugely successful. The children loved it that night. They got to dress up and come and dance with their parents and it was just a great event. So, that space is available and it's a beautiful facility if you haven't.
It is. You know, and that's when, you know, you read that report by U.S. News and World Report about, you know, why Green Bay was the number one place to live. And they talked, you know, about housing costs, which is high, and crime. But they talked about amenities. And it's those things that you're talking about that really make people, I mean, everybody loves the Packers. But when they talked about it, they kind of said, well, we got the Packers and there's so much more. And you're the so much more to that. Hey, let's talk about Bay Beach just for a couple minutes here, Dan. How are things going there? I know you had a little couple issues with some rides, but then you're getting some new things going. Was it a good year out there?
It's been a great year. We're right on par with what we budgeted for the park. Attendance is great. And really what's even more important is we were able to staff it fully this year.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
The last couple of years, we haven't been able to staff it. Part of the reason was I don't think we were paying competitive rates compared to other areas in the city.
Right.
And we raised our seasonal salaries this year, which had a huge impact. So last year, we couldn't even do a shift change at all because we didn't have enough staff. So we had to limit our hours last year to an 8-hour day. This year, we're fully staffed. It's been great and wonderful, and the public really is seeing the benefits of having a full staff out there.
And then,
admissions are great. Yeah, admissions are great. You're right. We did have a little rough spot in the beginning of the year with some rides going down, but right now, all of the rides that we have are operational and functional, with the exception of one ride, which we knew we would be down all season for, and that's the little train ride behind the pavilion. But we do have two new rides on the horizon here, which we're still hoping to open yet this year, weeks from now.
So it's coming.
So we purchased a used ride called the Nebula's Ride. Great family fun attraction. So we're working on the site work, and in fact, the manufacturer's out there starting this afternoon to help us assemble a ride. So it'll be a great ride for all ages.
Awesome. And your ticket prices?
Ticket prices have been the same for a number of years. You can't find a better deal than Bay Beach Amusement Park.
It's one of those questions I knew the answer to, but I mean, 25 cents and, you know, 1-2 tickets, 4 for the Zip and Pippin. But yeah, what a great family event. And, you know, Bay Beach, I think a lot. I think everyone has gone there. You guys have been there, right, Johnny? You've been to Bay Beach a number of times.
Absolutely, 100 times.
Yeah, right. But it, you know, there's, no charge for parking. There's, you can actually bring your own food and it's not like, you know, Six Flags where, you know, it's like you got to go in there and they, everything you do, you have to spend. It's $20 to get in. And yeah, it's just, it's great. What you're doing out there. Dan, I just wanted to get you on here. I talked to you yesterday. I know you're taking your kid to, where's he going to school?
So my oldest daughter goes to school at Ave Maria University.
Right.
It's down by Naples in southern Florida.
All right.
So you're having her down there tomorrow.
Tomorrow you're going. Okay. I was just telling these guys, that's a, she's, what a great kid. You got great kids. Well, many people do. But it's a tough time, isn't it, to let them go back to school?
That's always hard.
Yeah.
As a parent, you really push for them to thrive and stuff and do.
Tell her good luck. Continued success. Dan, thanks for all you're doing for the city. We're going to have you back in the near future. I just appreciate all you do for Green Bay. Take care.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Bye. You're with Mino and the Mayor, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on WGBW with Big Wayne in the house. So, Big Wayne, I have to tell you something. You're big into the agriculture. Actually, we gotta give Wayne his segment. Do you have the Wayne's intro, by the way, Jason? It's not official. There we go. Big Wayne, what's the buzz? The world's most physique beekeeper.
Well, I'm going to have to go back to the most famous beekeeper in Suamico until I can prove you wrong that you gave me the most muscular beekeeper in Suamico title.
Well, give me a picture of all the other beekeepers in Suamico, and we will make that judgment.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I don't think that's too much to ask.
And I know them all.
Okay. Get pictures of them all.
Okay.
And we won't even say who's who. We'll black out their faces.
Exactly. Okay.
We'll just have a lineup. And we say, which one is
and
Big
we'll,
Wayne?
And we'll put it on
which
the Facebook.
Which one has the greatest physique?
And we'll put it on the Facebook app.
What do you think about my new diet?
I like it.
Fasting for 3 days.
Yep. We're going to just flush. And after the 3 days, hopefully that fog over your head dissipates a little bit, flushing out all the toxins in your body. Just big.
3 days.
Just a big.
3 days, no food.
Well, you got to drink.
A drink. I'll drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drink. Get some vitamins and
you know. I'm drinking Zoa. White peach Zoa. Only two carbs. Very few calories. So that's good.
Yeah.
So anyways, listening to an agriculture report on the way in. It doesn't sound too exciting. But I was fascinated by this. It's about how they make sauerkraut. Because now it's sauerkraut making season.
Okay.
So it talked about how they've got a machine that picks the cabbage. And it also somehow senses to get rid of the first two layers of the cabbage because they're green and the sauerkraut makers only want white cabbage.
Yeah, I'm sure they have like color. They have, you know, little radar detectors or whatever, like going through these machines and everything.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, when you get into feeding the masses, the technology changes because it becomes more efficient versus, say, like something like what I do. It's slower. It's more thought about, you know, there's more work involved where in commercial agriculture, you know, it's just there, it's all about efficiency and what's best as well. It's a combination.
But can you imagine back in the old days, somebody's out there with a machete, cutting those things down, ripping off the leaves, throwing them in?
You know, that's probably a good payback then, you know.
I bet it was not. You a sauerkraut guy?
Just maybe in the crock pot, you know, the typical, you know, Northeast Wisconsin, you know, little ring bologna in a crock pot cooking all day. You get back, you know.
I hate the smell though when you walk in.
I
hate that smell.
The only thing is that if you come back after like 8-9 hours of it cooking, you know, it's on teetering on way overdone.
Even though it's
in a crock pot, but you're like, oh, I gotta eat it.
I used to hate that when I was a kid. You'd come walking down the path in the snow, and you'd see that the windows were steamed up, and it's like, oh, boiled dinner. You just knew. And then you'd step in, you'd smell like boiled turnips and cabbage. Do you have that, Jim?
There's a lot of love in those.
Those
childhood dinners. We talked last week with Glam Band about how music brings you back to a certain time. Those
smells.
And I'm with Wayne a little bit. I don't mind that smell in terms of the, you know, the aroma in the house. And of course, John would like the garlic because of the Italian, which I like that too. You know, when the spaghetti would cook and the sauce, I should say.
My mom would actually put kudugi in it for me because I wouldn't eat it otherwise. So she'd put kudugi in there to make it a little bit more flavorful.
Why would you have cookies in your
kudugi? It's an Italian sausage. Wayne, you've had kudugi?
Probably, yeah.
You never went to Tino's Bar Nagani for a kudugi?
Okay, so there.
It's pretty that's sophisticated to me.
He's trying to.
You know, I'm even more backwoods than you, I think. We grew up.
That's pretty low bar.
Although I just described you as naked in the woods holding a cub,
which I
cubby,
know,
cubby wolf.
I have no idea where that came from. I think I'd make some pants out of birch bark.
Well, how did you get those thighs? You got them somehow, like just running around the woods, you know, jumping from log
to
log.
Did you talk to AJ?
AJ Dillon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
About
the contest.
He's scared. He's scared.
But measure my
in.
Thighs and his thighs.
No, he I did not.
He won't come in.
I did not. No, he's coming in. No, no. Oh, but no, I didn't.
I bet. Okay, I'm going to make a bet. I'm going to make a wager. $100 bet between you and me. Charity of choice.
Are you pointing to Wayne or me?
No, I'm pointing to you.
Okay.
Charity of choice.
Charity of choice. I like that.
I bet I got bigger quads.
Than AJ Dillon?
Yeah.
No, I'll bet.
We're making that bet.
Okay.
You on this, Wayne?
Well, they might look a little different.
$100.
You know,
$100.
All right, that's cool.
Yep.
Ooh, all right. Whoa.
Yep. You in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
New community shelter.
Yes.
That's where my money's going. Your money's going, I should say.
Yes.
That's my charity.
There you go.
So,
how did they like your chili?
It was, I tell you, so you've been there, and we serve probably 150 people come through on a daily basis. And I made chili late because of John, but I don't want to rehash that story. But
you could have made it early. You could have made it early. Think about that. You could have made it a lot earlier.
My plan. Well, anyway, I got to tell you, and people are very grateful who come through the line, and we have, you know, some residents who live there that eat, and then we have the community that comes. And I'm not just saying this. I got more compliments on. I think people were ready for chili too. You know, it's not like you eat that a lot in the summer, and it was a little. It was last Saturday evening, right?
You're not a white chili guy, though.
Nope,
I
not at
really
all.
Like
that's
white
what Johnny
chili.
Wanted me to make, and I'm like, no.
You like white chili?
No, but that's our next batch of canning is going to be chili sauce. We made pasta sauce this weekend.
Out of your own tomatoes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Garlic, everything. It's all 100% homemade.
Right.
Well, next time you come in, would you bring me some of that garlic? I gave it all to Jim. Actually, he took it from me that day.
And I loved it. Okay. It was on my pizza last night.
You liked it too, right, Jason?
It was on my pizza last
Jason?
Night.
Jason?
So. Yeah, it was great.
Yes. How is Wayne's food that he brings in, Jason?
It's phenomenal.
My son was having toast with your honey. He said it was phenomenal.
Oh, just wait till you get this honey off. Oh, that little jar you gave him?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the new crop. That's like so sweet, it just hurts your teeth.
No, I gave him the little bear.
Oh, then we have to get you a new bottle.
Okay.
Because that's last year.
He said it was fantastic.
Well, this will be better.
Just fantastic.
Yeah. The pickles were wonderful.
Oh, were they?
Oh, so good.
Which one? Did you have the sweets? Well, you make two types, right?
No, I had the dill.
The dill. Oh, so I got bread and butter I should bring in.
Yeah, I think you did.
Oh, okay.
And
never mind.
How come nobody makes sweet pickles? I like sweet pickles more than dill pickles.
That's what I do.
Oh, do you?
That's what bread and butter is.
Oh, that's what they are? Okay.
Yeah. It's basically 50% sugar, 50% vinegar. That's the broth.
You ever go to Town and Country? No, not Town and Country. Out of Town? Supper Club? Okay, I love it.
Right on 41.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
What are those one things, though, on the salad bar? They're like gray and they're...
Gizzards.
What are they?
Gizzards.
What is that?
Those are the best,
what
Johnny.
What is it?
That is a delicacy. Right? What?
Gizzards. You mean not sardines or anything?
No, gizzards.
What is that? What animal is it from?
Chicken. It's a gizzard. And they're, it's sour, right?
Okay.
Are they pickled?
Yeah, pickled gizzards.
Yeah, okay.
John, that is...
What's a gizzard? I don't know what a gizzard is.
The best.
It's an organ.
It's not like they're... Mm.
No. I don't think so. Isn't it an internal... It's an internal organ. Isn't it in the neck area?
It's not their manhood parts or anything.
No.
Okay.
I don't think... Aren't chickens female?
Not
they're,
all
they're
of
male,
them.
Male and female.
Are they?
Huh?
Yeah. They're male and female, obviously. You have roosters, which are the male, and then
But are there male chickens?
Yeah.
All right, roosters. We got to set a quick break.
Sort of rooster.
Back after. We got to get to the bottom.
Let's get to something else.